here with Representative Caldwell. If you could just talk to us a little bit about what's going on with the state lands bill, agriculture in the state of Florida, and what's just coming through this session.
Sure. Well, there's no surprise to the folks, to your listeners, that agriculture is facing some serious challenges. We just saw, for example, last week, the citrus box estimate is precipitously low compared to where we were just 2 decades ago. And that's just one of many challenges we face. When we worked on the water bill earlier this year, we were focused on trying to make sure we have solid long-term supply for all the various users, and agriculture being one of the important ones in that respect. When it comes to the state lands bill, we've made some progress. Hopefully we can get it across the finish line this year. In terms of impact to landowners, like most of our agricultural folks are, there's a real opportunity, I think, to marry conservation with long-term agriculture remaining on the land. There's a provision in the bill that I've been very supportive of that would allow an exchange of property. If a landowner wants to place a conservation easement on their property, and in exchange they would get some of the state lands that are adjacent to them with a similar type of easement, for the state interest, we would increase the conservation profile for the state, but at the same time, we're keeping the private landowner on the land and being productive, and I think that's a real value.
Alice Lucas, Southeast AgNet.